Today we have readings that speak about going to God for His mercy and then extending that to others, that same mercy to others. I think a key to this, it can be quite difficult to, A, go to God for mercy. Maybe our experience of others when we ask for mercy, it can be people were limited, of course. It can be hard to ask for mercy when you've done something wrong. It can be hard to face up to what you've done and to go and seek forgiveness from someone you've done wrong to. And then it's also, of course, it's hard to give that to someone else, to extend mercy when they've really done wrong. It's difficult. Because our experience here is that people, in their forgiveness, in their mercy, they're not perfect. However, God, when we turn to God and ask for mercy, His mercy and His capability of mercy and forgiveness, they're very different to our human experience. God's mercy is immeasurable. It's just unbelievable. It's so far beyond anything that we could imagine. It's so great and powerful that when we approach God in mercy, the first step, the real heart of this, the key to this, is to be confident in His goodness, to be confident in His mercy, to be able to turn to the Lord and ask for mercy when we're ashamed, when we feel we can't do it, when we can't open up to the Lord. The first step is to really, as it says in the psalm, in You all, I hope all day long because of Your goodness, O Lord, is to be so convinced, firstly, of His goodness that we can open up to Him. In the acclamation it says, with all your heart turn to Me, for I am tender and compassionate. He's more tender and compassionate than we could possibly imagine. it's amazing. And so confident in that, the characteristic of God, in God's nature of being good, just, tender, compassionate. How do we approach Him in mercy? It really shifts how we feel about God, doesn't it? And the other thing to note, in Daniel's reading, it's quite beautiful. It says, grant us deliverance worthy of Your wonderful deeds. Let Your name win glory, Lord. So actually turning to the Lord, renouncing our sin, coming to Him openly, humbly, in a contrite spirit, actually glorifies God. Doesn't that, when you see someone turn around, when improve with the grace of God, when they bring something to God, they get converted, God's glorified. That's what happens. I love this. Worthy, deliverance worthy of Your wonderful deeds. God has delivered His people in such powerful ways that His name is forever glorified, and He longs to do that for us, that His name will be glorified on earth and in our lives. So with that, we so moved by God's love, His goodness, His mercy, His glory, His powerful deeds in history, then we're confident to give that to others, that it flows out of us. We can't help but experiencing that goodness, we can't help but let it overflow. So let us turn to the Lord that He'll be glorified, His name would be glorified in confidence of His love and mercy as we're transformed in this season. Amen.